You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
An annual feedback survey for Massey University's student magazine, Massive, has raised eyebrows on questions about censorship and editorial control. Massey University has 10 student associations for all of its students in Albany, Manawatu and Wellington, as well as distant learning, and they make up the Massey University Students Association Federation, or MUSAF. The survey by MUSAF asked students whether it is the right of student associations to censor magazine content, or whether the editor, MUSAF, an individual student association should retain editorial of Massive magazine. It comes as numerous magazines over the country have to battle their own student associations for editorial independence. Canterbury University's Canter magazine only got out of an arrangement last year in which the student association's communications manager had to sign off each issue before it goes to print. Fatima Imran is the president of the Massey University Student Association at Manawatu, which is a member of MUSAF. I asked her this morning why the survey was there.
It's just supposed to be like a review to see how the students or even the associations, any stakeholders of Massive, to see how they're feeling about the magazine. Is there anything they need to change? Are they wanting to change? Are they happy how they are? Just so we can, well, the association or the Massive can move ahead in a light that best serves their stakeholders in a way.
But who wrote the content of the magazine? Who wrote the content of the survey, the questions?
So that's MUSAF. So we have our change general manager. We basically doing a review. So a list of questions we'll put in there just to see what, I guess, people think. So well, nothing's definite or any way. It's just supposed to gauge the audience and see what their views are.
Right, but some of the questions, including one that's asked whether editorial control should be given to MUSAF or an individual student association or even a media board, do you think that's appropriate?
Personally, I'm honestly like one vote or one voice on the table. I wouldn't have much of an opinion because I don't come from that background. And honestly, my engagement with Massive is the same as any student. I guess the point of that question was, because we did get a few concerns this year regarding the magazine and some content. So just to allow students or people who had those issues, do they wish that that changes. It wasn't a definite, it wasn't, hey, look, we're going to do this. It was more like, we've heard concerns, we've heard what you've said, now do you want us to mitigate this issue or are you fine with how it goes?
What sort of concerns have you heard back?
So we've got like just the content in terms of like we have, Massive has like sex issues, has drug issues and like as in issues as in the magazine. So like questions, so we've had concerns regarding, I don't know, like some wording of the articles as well as some photos, and as our audience is they want to be engaged more, we get a lot of them, and so around that, mitigating those issues.
Okay, there's another question surrounding censorship. Is it the role or right of student associations to censor magazine content? Do you think it's appropriate to have to put what should be censored in a student magazine up for a public vote?
I think that's a very good question. Personally, I personally think student associations shouldn't have the right to. That's just my personal view, because the student magazine is not there to, I guess, be controlled by the student association. That's just my personal view, and I guess the public voting, it's not directly as a vote or so, it's just to see what people think and take into consideration and further steps if need be. But my personal view would be, I personally don't think I have the right to say, hey, look, Massive, you cannot write this, and we can voice our opinion, but how they get taken on is, I guess, their choice.
That was Fatima Imran, the president of Massey University Student Association down at Palmerston North in Manawatu. Messi at Wellington Student Association is also another member of MUSEF, and I asked their president, Tessa Guest, this morning what she thought of the survey question on censorship.
That's a question that isn't, like, that's an opinion that isn't held by everyone. Certainly not MORSA's executive. We don't hold that opinion. But those are questions that have been raised by some people, and it was so that's why it's included, because people wanted their opinion to be heard, or I guess wanted the opportunity to express their opinion. So the question's there, that doesn't say anything about whether or not anyone agrees with it.
When it comes to editorial control, where should it go, in your opinion?
Yeah, I think in my personal opinion, and I think the opinion of my executive, it should remain with the editor. That has no reflection on anybody else's opinion. We're working together. I think the complexity of MASI is that there are four general student associations, and four Māori and three Pacifica as well. They all are involved in this conversation. I can't speak to anybody else's opinion. But for us, we believe that editorial control should remain with the editor. And absolutely, there can be space for other guidance, I think. But I think it should stop with the editor.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.